Now suppose you were setting the table, you know, you'd put out your dishes, and then you'd give everybody a
knife and a fork and a spoon and a napkin.
Okay. Okay, suppose you had, say, three people eating, you know, you'd put out three spoons and three forks and three...
That's right. No, the other salad fork and the other fork, if it was the meal, that we would have that. But you know the way I do now, the way I serve now, I have the counters go all the stove. My range is here, and this cabinet's there, and all around till we get a double sink, then around. This cabinet's up above all that, and the top is covered with pretty, you know, I can't call the name of it. But then when I get to the sink, I have a piece that goes under this double sink. Nothing shows but the hot and cold faucets. I put my silver all on the table, put the plates, the napkins and everything, and I let them go around and help themselves. And if I have a big crowd, we have one of these big urns, coffee urns, you know. And if it's just a small crowd, you know, you can even have your coffee. I have one that it just will stay hot indefinite, you know.
Yeah.
And then maybe a lot of times when I don't want to have this big urn, you know, why, I'll fix it over, pour it in one, and then this one that just keeps it going all the time. Then as if they want more, the second happy, they take their plate and they go around and help themselves, you know, and this other stays hot on the table, and they'll take out after we didn't have the dining area out in with the living room, I got 12, what do you call them, tables, TV tables, and they part go on the breezeway, part on the patio, and if they want in the winter, to go to the basement, and everybody just does just like you used to. I think you like to be happy when you eat anyway, and that's the way I serve now. So many people used to come see Roy with the highway men, and I know the big bosses come back and said, well, Miss, we do like you did. My wife's gotten so she does her serving like you do.
Okay, suppose you serve steak and it wasn't very tender. You might have to give her, put out steak, what?
A knives.
Okay, the dishes were all dirty. You say, I have to go wet the dishes.
Well,
the dishes are dirty, you say, I have to go.
Yes. Well, let's sell me where I leave my dishes. Now, that's one thing. I make my bed. I'm not I used to have the name of being an immaculate housekeeper, but I'm not anymore. I try to do too many other things. But just with Roy and I never left my dishes. That was one thing. And I'd make my bed. He'd go in and start the other things, you see. But I'd always make my bed.
Yeah. So he says, right after you eat, then you take the dishes and you go in and...
That's right. Put them in the pan in the double sink
and then you
scald them, wash them, scald them, and put them back in.
So you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.
Yes, scalding water. Yes.
But in other words, I'm thinking of, she washes the dishes and then she
dries them.
But in clear water, she
rinses them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
I called it the fish rag.
Okay. What about when you're drying dishes?
Well, I have a drying cloth that I dry them with.
Okay. And what do you call a little cloth or that you wash your face with?
Wash rag.
Okay. And after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. It's like, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Well, in our new house, we never did have them frozen up. They was always, our house was warm. We never had any trouble down there. We lived there 22 years and never did have a frozen pipe.
Yeah, but if, say the pipe...